The so-called swelling shoot virus is a major problem affecting cocoa production in Ghana, Cameroon, Nigeria, and Ivory Coast. In Ghana, an estimated 200 million cocoa trees have been destroyed by the disease in the last 50 years. But a new cocoa plant breed, developed by Ghana's Cocoa Research Institute, is proving to be tolerant to the disease. Kweku Abeka Ewusi is the technical manager of the Swelling Shoot Virus Control Unit, a division of Ghana's Cocoa Industry Regulatory Body, Cocoa Board. He says the new breed is welcomed by the farmers.
There are two major factors which make the farmers like it. First is that it is early bearing. It takes a minimum of 2 years to come back into fruition. And it is also high yielding. With the old varieties, they were taking between 5-6 years.
A recent survey by the Ghana Cocoa Research Institute revealed that between 5-10% of the country's cocoa tree stock is infected with the disease. It has also spread to almost all regions of the country, including the western region, where more than 50% of the country's cocoa is produced. Abeka Ewusi says efforts to combat the disease have been difficult and costly. He says the use of agrochemicals to treat the virus has not been successful.
The only effective method now is to uproot the infected trees with their contact trees. We suspect that those in contact may be harboring the disease, latent infections. We normally go over every 6 months to ensure that those, if even they harbor the disease and they are showing, we retreat them. So the effort is to cut it and then replant with the approved material.
Two major projects undertaken in Ghana between 1995 and 2005 have helped to treat 64% of diseased farms, 82% of which have been rehabilitated with the new breed. Ghana's cocoa export for the 2005-2006 season exceeded the projected figure of 550,000 metric tons by almost 40%. Experts now believe this solution could soon be applied in other West African cocoa-producing countries. FM Duvi for VOA News, Accra.